January 21, brightest and best. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. Isaiah 64:4. I feel anxious that in our old age we who have known the truth for so long shall become mellow in spirit and in our methods of labor, that we shall understand the simple yet important and comprehensive truths of the third angel's message, that we shall receive these truths in the love of God and impart them to others. Every day put on Christ. Hold the beginning of your confidence firm unto the end. The Lord has not forsaken you. He desires you to grow in grace, to increase in ability to help the people. But if you interest them, you must speak right to the point, and you must stop before you think you are half through. I cannot endure the thought of any of our aged believers decreasing in influence and efficiency. The Lord wants you to cooperate with Him in making all you can of yourself. If you will unite willingly with Him in this work, your last days will be your brightest and best. Open the windows of your soul heavenward and close them earthward. Let the rays of the Sun of Righteousness shine into the chambers of the mind. To cultivate the meekness and lowliness of Christ, to wear His yoke and bear His burdens, this is the lesson before you, and it concerns you and all with whom you are brought in contact. Cultivate the heavenly virtues. Purify your soul from all defilement. Obtain a fitness to be received as a member of the royal family. Instruction from the Word of God, right amid the cares of building, will keep the minds of the workers sweetened with grace and will help them to accomplish their work. As the Lord impresses their mind, they will catch the most precious ideas from one another. Angels of God are on the Sydney Sanitarium ground. Then let the workers speak words that will be a blessing to those around them. Act your part, my brother, in the love of the truth. Have faith in the Scriptures as the word of the living God. Letter 11, January 21, 1901, to Dr. M. G. Kellogg, working in Australia.